Our reading for today is from the book of Acts, 21st chapter, verses 15 to 36. After these days, we got ready and went up to Jerusalem. And some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us, bringing us to the house of Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we should lodge. When we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified God, and they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. And they have been told about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or walk according to our customs. What then is to be done? They will certainly hear that you have come. Do therefore what we tell you. We have four men who are under a vow. Take these men and purify yourself along with them and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads. Thus all will know that there is nothing in what they have been told about you, but that you yourself also live in observance to the law. But as for the Gentiles who have believed, we have sent a letter with our judgment that they should abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality." Then Paul took the men, and the next day he purified himself along with them, and went into the temple, giving notice when the days of purification would be fulfilled, and the offering presented for each of them. When the 7 days were almost completed, the Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who is teaching everyone everywhere against the people and the law and this place. Moreover, he even brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place. For they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city, and they supposed that Paul had brought him into the temple. Then all the city was stirred up, and the people ran together. They seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and at once the gates were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, word came to the tribune of the cohort that all Jerusalem was in confusion. He at once took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the tribune and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the tribune came up and arrested him, and ordered him to be bound with two chains. He inquired who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd were shouting one thing, some another, and he could not learn the facts because of the uproar. He ordered him to be brought into the barracks, and when he came to the steps, he was actually carried by the soldiers, because of the violence of the crowd, for the mob of the people that followed, crying out, "Away with him!" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Eric Kilbearer, Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church, Thompson Falls, Montana.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear friends in Christ, the other morning, as I was drinking my coffee and getting ready to start my day's work, I was reading the news. One of the headlines simply read, "Stressed," with a question mark. It showed a picture of a man suspended by ropes. The look on the man's face was, of course, one of discomfort, as each line was ready to pull him in a different direction. This is a picture that I know I relate to, and I know that all of us can relate to this. At times in our lives, we can even feel as though we are being pulled in 1,000 different directions. As Americans, we pride ourselves in work. We like to believe that if we want the American dream, all it takes is a little bit of hard work. And because of this, many other philosophies that pull at us, it is not hard to understand why works righteousness gets tangled with the truth of salvation. And we understand through Scripture, and perhaps clearer through the writings of Paul, that it is by grace that we are saved, and not through any of our own works. It is a free gift of God through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yet so often legalism gets tangled with the truth, to the point that we no longer can distinguish between the two. This is one of the biggest problems that the church in Jerusalem faced. In Acts 21, we see these men. They're men of faith. They're being pulled in two different directions. When we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went with us to James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified God. And they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those who have believed. They are all zealous for the law. And they have been told about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or walk according to our customs. What then is to be done? They will certainly hear that you have come. Do therefore what we tell you. We have four men who are under a vow. Take these men and purify yourself along with them and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads. Thus all will know that there is nothing in what they have been told about you, but that you yourself also live in observance to the law." While they glorified God for Paul's report of what had been done among the Gentiles, they were also angry. They're angry over the rumors that Paul told the people not to follow the law of Moses. The truth is, Paul was not against people following some of the customs. He was simply against mandating that people had to do these things to be saved. He was against adding to the truth that the grace of God is what saves us. And Paul did not allow himself to be pulled in two different directions, but out of desire for peace and love for his brothers, Paul followed the request to be purified. However, not because he believed that it would gain him favor in the eyes of God. Paul had great respect for the law of Moses, but he understood that Jesus was the answer to Moses and taught that through the law, we come to know our sin and are saved through the redemption accomplished by Christ. While the world wishes to pull us in its direction, we know that we are brought to faith through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, and understand that the beautiful truth is real, that we are saved not because of our own works, but grace through Jesus Christ.
We thank Pastor Eric Kelbearer for today's meditation on God's Word.